Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey there.
Can't nobody say we don't have good music.
We got great music. Well, they could say it, but they'd be wrong.
I don't even think they could say it. As a matter of fact, I'd like to thank Mark Patch again. And speaking of Mark Patch, since you bring him up.
I didn't bring him up.
He left us a 5-star review.
Well, you know what? I would kind of think he would since his song starts the show.
Excellent show. I have listened to every episode and I've enjoyed every one of them. And that's over 70 episodes of laughter so far. Keep up the good work.
And he's not counting the 30 years that preceded that.
Correct. There's a lot of laughter.
So we
there
really
too.
He kind of owes us some change.
Yeah, and Trey Robinson also left us a 5-star review.
Trey did?
Yeah, Trey did.
Wow. What did Trey say?
He said, always amusing and a good morning listen. Puts me in a good mood for the day to come.
We know that time. We know that guy.
Yeah. Trey's a good guy.
Yeah. He looks kind of like James Franco to me.
Does he really?
Yeah. Does he look like that to you?
Kinda. Yeah, a little bit.
Kinda.
A little bit.
I wouldn't say that to his face. Hey, I'd say it behind the microphone. I wouldn't say it to his
face. Did you notice that we're at the alternative studio today?
We are. We had to move out of the normal Lee Berry studios because of a conflict in schedules.
Yep.
And we really got down to the last second here.
We really did.
I mean, in fact, when you hear this show on Monday, you can know that it was literally
very fresh.
It was very fresh out of the can. It was
very
that was the
fresh
noise it made when you opened it.
And as a matter of fact, we may start uploading this program before we even finish it. We're that late.
That's how
that
late
behind.
We are.
Yes.
Actually, it'll be a live stream.
But I think you've got a top story this week.
I do.
You?
Top story.
Boy could face charges for jumping into Bass Pro Shop fish tank.
Okay, I've got some. You know what? I've got some insight on this because
you worked at Bass
I
Pro Shop.
I used to work at the Bass Pro Shop, and kids would try to do this all the time. People would come in to try to jump into the
I don't understand why you would do that.
Fish tank. Well, go ahead and read it. Maybe it'll say something.
Well, it happened in Denver, and they're all crazy there.
Denver.
A prank making the rounds on social media is catching the attention of Denver Police Department as officers are investigating after a teen made waves. Get it?
Yep.
At a local sporting goods store on Saturday. You know, it kind of minimizes Bass Pro Shops when you just call it a sporting goods store.
Does.
That place is so much more.
Oh, it is. It's like a museum of wildlife.
It's just a big toy store.
It's a pretty fun place to work, I can tell you that.
I don't disagree.
Yes.
I never worked there, but I can imagine it probably would be. Police said the apparent prank targeted the Stapleton Bass Pro Shops and its famous aquarium full of fish. It's kind of stupid, one customer said. Why would you jump in?
Because you can't fly in. So
you could fall in.
You could fall in.
The latest series of pranks that have gone viral online encourage people to jump into aquariums from an upper bridge inside most Bass Pro Shops. Well, Bass Pro Shops should probably just get rid of that upper bridge.
Either that or put a covering over the
Is
tank,
there one
a
in
net.
Our does our local one that you worked at, does it have a...
It's got a huge aquarium, yeah.
It does. Okay, yeah. I've never noticed that before.
Yeah. But there's no bridge over ours because it was a one-level store. Now, I haven't worked there for a few years, but even that, while I was there, this happened. People came in and jumped
in. That's so crazy.
It is dumb, and it's very, very expensive because the whole fish tank has to be cleaned. It's nuts.
Well, another customer said, you should have the level of mental development to understand, hey, this is not a good idea. A teen jumped into the Stapleton location's tank over the weekend and injured his head, according to the police. A store employee said he saw another teen taking video of the daring jump. Saturday, a teenage minor attempted to enter our aquarium as part of an intended prank. Our associates and security team quickly addressed the issue safely and without incident, Bass Pro Shop said in a statement. We also appreciate the assistance of local law enforcement. Such occurrences are extremely rare and highly discouraged.
That's wrong.
It's not extremely rare.
It is highly discouraged, but it's
well,
not
maybe
rare.
By the numbers here. 120 million visitors. We host more than 120 million visitors each year and provide a safe, fun experience for families who share our respect for wildlife. Police said the teen might face charges if he caused damage to the tank or fish.
He did.
So 120 million visitors, it probably is
rare. When you look at it like that, it is rare. As
when
a matter
you look
of fact,
at like math.
When I worked there maybe three, I think I worked there right at 3 years, and it only happened one time within 3 years. So that is rare. That's a very rare
thing.
Okay,
well, thank you for confirming that for us.
Hey, would you wear plastic jeans?
No.
I wouldn't either. But there's a store in Houston. Headline is, store launches $100 plastic jeans.
They can keep their $100 plastic jeans.
This is from
jeans.
Nordstrom in Houston.
It's always somebody like that.
It is. Yes. There has already been a discussion about the $95 plastic knee mom jeans.
I've seen these, actually.
And the $425 muddy jeans, which we covered here on Weird.
I've seen the $95 plastic mom jeans.
Yeah, that's what these are. Jeans have come a long way through history, from faded to bleached to frayed to ripped.
To don't be frayed, Aaron.
But an
Say
online
frayed.
Store, Topshop, released its latest trend, the Moto Clear Plastic Straight Leg Jeans, which are nothing but clear plastic
jeans. Where does Moto come from?
I thought jeans had to be denim.
I don't know.
Is that just me?
Are these the ones with the plastic knees?
No, they're plastic all over.
Oh, all
the whole
over.
Jeans are plastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. What's the Moto part stand? What does that mean?
I don't know. But
does Motorola make them?
Maybe. The online store said these pair of jeans were made to get people talking, as it stated online, saying,
I could make anything to get people talking.
And you have, actually. You've made a few things. But
I made a podcast that people are talking about.
Thinking outside the box with these out-of-the-ordinary clear plastic jeans, guaranteed to get people talking. The company wasn't wrong about their product being the buzz of conversation as Twitter users voiced their intake on the new trend. A tweet said, "I don't know what the big deal is. My grandma's couch has been wearing those plastic jeans for years." Despite the backlash on Twitter, the jeans are sold out online in every size.
So people are perpetuating the stupidity.
Unless they only have one pair of each size, yes, people are buying these things up.
Are they clear? Like from
they are clear.
From top to bottom?
Yeah, it's weird.
But you got to be careful what you wear under them.
Yes, you do. The stain-proof pants only require users to wipe them clean with no washing needed.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Mom pulls gun on Cleveland barber when son's haircut takes too long.
Now, that's drastic. That is going too far.
I don't know. Let's see. The mother of a 7-year-old boy getting his haircut pulled a gun on the barber because she thought it was taking too long, according to a police report.
You better get them scissors moving, mister.
Man, investigators are still trying to identify the woman involved in the April 14th incident at the Allstate Barber College on Lorraine Avenue near West 26th Street in Ohio City. That was a lot to say.
It was.
The woman complained several times before a manager came over to talk to the barber. The woman walked up and asked if he had something to say to her.
You got something to say to me?
So she thought they were talking about her.
Yeah.
The woman pulled a handgun from her purse and pointed at the barber. The report says, "I got two clips. I'll pop you."
So you better get your clips clipping.
Man, I'll pop you. I want to be careful how I say that because I don't want to sound like I'm putting him. So we're going to do this in a couple different ways.
Whatever.
One way is, "Hey, sir, I got two clips. I'll pop you." Okay, that's one way, so we don't get in trouble. The other way is, "I got two clips. I pop you."
I think that's probably closer.
Yeah, I don't want to stereotype anybody. Another employee came over to call the woman. Employee came over to call the woman. "Hey, you're standing right there. Let me call you."
Just tap her on the shoulder,
the
man.
The woman put the gun back into her purse, the report says. The barber finished the haircut, and the woman left with her two children. Okay, I'm amazed that the barber was such a, well, I guess all barbers are stand-up
guys.
They pretty much stand up the entire time.
That's true.
But the barber went through and finished the job.
Yeah. But I'd like to see the outcome.
I wonder
how it looks because you know he was shaking
like
a leaf.
He could have marked the kid so they'd find him real easily when he left.
All right, here's a headline for you. Police in Germany.
Oh, is that what we say now?
That's what I say now.
You say, here's a headline for you.
Police in Germany deliver pizza after courier crashes car.
So this, say courier crashes car five
courier
times
Courier crashes car five times fast. And this comes to us from Berlin, where the police are going over and above the call of duty, I would say, because I'd have just, you know, probably eaten it. German police come to the aid of a pizza courier who crashed his car in the town of Gagnoa by completing his pizza delivery. The 46-year-old driver crashed into another car early Saturday. I wonder if he was trying to get there in 30 minutes or less, and he was, you know, driving.
They may not have suspended that policy like we did here.
Both drivers were injured, and both required hospitalization. In a statement, police said that after dealing with the accident, the officers were able to hand the shaken but still edible pizzas to customers. Okay, here's another thing I could put a little weight on. I used to deliver pizzas
at one time
for Pizza Hut. Did you ever drop
I delivered for Domino's and one other place.
I had to slam on my brakes one time, and the pizza bag went flying.
No, I never did that.
Yeah, and I got...
I was a better delivery guy than you.
I got marked up for that one because they called and said, "Our pizza is a mess," and it was.
No,
yeah.
I never had that problem.
Yeah,
but again, I was probably just a better delivery guy than you. Hey, play that song.
In Florida, I went berserk.
Only in Florida.
Yeah.
Naked man arrested for attacking mailboxes with machete.
What did the mailboxes do to this naked man? And why are people getting naked in Florida?
Why are there so many machetes? Why are there so many machetes like around, lying around waiting for people to use them?
I don't know. We need to ban machetes.
Yeah.
For the sake of
if you'll outlaw them, only outlaws will have them.
That's true.
Hey, this happened in Cape Coral, Florida. Or is it Cape Coral?
I don't know.
I said Cape Coral. But you know,
that sounds better.
Cape Coral sounds cooler.
Whatever it is, it's...
In Florida, I went
It's actually Cape Coral, but okay. I like Corral better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know why? Because it reminds me of the Golden Corral.
Yeah. And I want some of that awesome pot roast. Police in Southwest Florida say they arrested a naked man who was attacking mailboxes with a machete. The news press reported that Yudier Duenas Sosa, 36, was arrested Saturday night in Cape Coral, in a Cape Coral neighborhood. Officers said he was taken into custody without incident, but his cousin was arrested after she charged at the officers in an attempt to prevent him from being arrested.
Oh.
Police said the man, what?
She jumped right in there and tried to stop
him. With her own machete. Mm-hmm. Then it was hers because it had a pink handle. Police, I don't know what that means. Sometimes we say things on here, and I don't even know what
just
it means.
Just roll with it.
Police said the man and woman had been in the area for a party and were both intoxicated. He faces charges of aggravated assault and criminal mischief, while his cousin is charged with resisting arrest.
Okay, here's a headline, Craig. Headline is, FBI employee married ISIS fighter. She was asked to investigate.
Well, that's got to be a conflict of interest.
So they said, you follow this guy around, and you investigate him, and you get back to us. And what she did, she went out and fell in love with him. An FBI translator assigned to investigate a German rapper turned terrorist instead traveled to Syria to marry him, according to CNN. Daniela Green,
so nice.
She lied to the FBI about her whereabouts and warned her new husband, Dennis Cuspert, about the investigation. Cuspert, who rapped under the name Deso Dog, you remember him? Deso Dog. Didn't he do Ollie, Ollie, Ollie?
Ozzy.
That's the one. That's the one he did. Okay, according to the report, Green realized...
I think his was...
Green realized she had made a mistake just weeks after marrying Cuspert. She then fled back to the U.S. where she was arrested and agreed to cooperate with authorities. Prosecutors describe her actions as deserving of severe punishment.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. But she was sentenced to just 2 years in prison, according to an analysis from Fordham University.
Probably would have been along the lines of treason.
It sounds treasonous to me. That
sounds treasonable.
Americans who are prosecuted for ISIS-related cases received an average of 13.5 years in prison. I think she had some favors under her belt to only get 2 years. The FBI says it responded to Green's actions by taking several steps in a variety of areas to identify and reduce security vulnerabilities.
Vulnerabilities.
I tried to say that like a real journalist.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
We have a podcast.
Nothing.
Can I just comment on how nice the paper is?
Isn't
on our
this beautiful
story?
Paper?
Our paper that the stories are on
it's
today.
It's so bright.
It's
and
got this weight to it. And it's
professional.
If gourmet was the proper term, I'd use gourmet.
Gourmet paper.
It really is.
It is
so...
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you to Staples.
Yeah, Staples.
Where we got this print.
Yeah, Staples, they don't pay us, so let's not talk about them.
Well, they don't mess around when it comes to printing either, I can tell you.
No, I tell you. Well, I'm not gonna say anything.
Don't look a gift horse.
Hey. Proposal ends in tears. Or is it tears?
No, it's tears.
It's tears, but
she's crying.
Think about the English language for a minute.
That's right, crying.
Think about the English language for a minute.
Okay.
This could be proposal ends in tears after a woman gets bitten by a lot of tears in her skin, right?
Nope.
It's tears.
It's punctures.
It's tears.
Yeah, it's not tears, it's punctures.
Tears?
Tears. No, I didn't say tears.
Proposal ends in tears after a woman gets bitten by a venomous snake moments after getting engaged.
She says the happiest day of her life is the worst day of her life.
It's, in uppercase, the birthday Jessica Daniel will
never
forget.
Oh, no, it was her birthday, too.
Yeah. Bringing in 24 years, Miss Daniel woke to watch the sunrise over Diggers Beach in Coffs Harbor with her partner Joshua, saying it was... quote unquote, the only thing she wanted to do for her birthday.
Wow, that would have been easy. Can you imagine if your girlfriend said, all I want to do on my birthday is watch the sun come up or something?
I'd be like, I'm there.
Yeah, done.
As she sat with Josh, her boyfriend of 7 years, the sun peeked over the way. I feel like we should have some music going.
Should we?
Well, not now.
Okay,
maybe
later. You know the button I'll hit.
No, don't hit that. Later, you could maybe add some really nice romantic music.
We'll see.
This. Anyway, as she sat with Josh, her boyfriend of 7 years, the sun peeked over the waves, and the pair decided to go for a walk along the beach together. About halfway down the beach, Josh got down on one knee and asked me to be his wife.
Isn't that
Ms.
sweet?
Daniel, a receptionist, told News This is Australia.
Oh, who is it really now? Yeah. It sure is.
Yeah, it is.
We should have known if a venomous snake was included.
We
it
had
probably
to do that or a spider. About halfway down the beach, Josh got down on one knee and asked me to be his wife. Miss Daniel, a receptionist, told news.com.au.
Yep.
We've been together for 7 years. I was excited. All I could do was cry and say yes over and over. But shortly following the moment, Miss Daniel and her new fiancé decided they wanted to check out the Big Banana Fun Park on the NSW North Coast.
That's the Big Banana Fun Park theme song.
Everybody knows that. We had been there for a few hours and had one ride to go. What? She's from England all of a sudden. Miss Daniel said, but plans change quite fast.
Somebody said.
Oh, well, somebody said that. Walking up to the final ride along the concrete path, Miss Daniel was bitten twice by a yellow-faced whip snake on her big toe.
Now, I don't know what a yellow-faced whip snake is, but I bet it's got a yellow face, and I bet it's scary.
And I bet it makes her feel like her toe was topped off.
Her toe was topping off
it
for
had
me.
So much, like someone chopped my toe off, she said. The yellow-faced whip snake is common throughout most of Australia and is often confused with the eastern brown snake. While venomous, they're not considered dangerous, although a bite can cause severe pain and significant local swelling. Well, what if you go out of town? Ms. Daniel said staff at the Big Banana Fun Park wrapped her leg while her new fiancé went on a mission to find out exactly what attacked his bride-to-be. Hey, Josh, drove me to the hospital where he spent the next 8 or so hours waiting, she said. And again, she became English.
Yeah.
I don't know why. After several blood tests, I was given the all clear and allowed to leave. It definitely isn't a birthday I'm going to forget.
So you're down under, and you're at the Big Banana theme park.
Yeah.
And
You're there. You're just there having a big old banana theme park.
You've ridden
good time.
Every ride. You're down to the very last one. And this snake jumps out and bites you twice
he
on
goes,
the toe.
Ah!
It bites you twice on the toe. Not only on her birthday, but on her proposal day as
You're
well.
You're going to make everybody hate that song, by the way.
No way. Nobody could hate that song.
Hey, I'm going to take a drink of my soda here.
Headline is, cemetery flowers were stolen by florists.
Recycle.
A florist caught on camera stealing flowers from a New Jersey
cemetery. This paper
cemetery.
Is so nice.
It's
Did I mention
it's
that?
It's hard to get over. She told police that she was just trying to tidy up. I'll bet she was trying to tidy up her checking account.
Yep.
Linda Wingate,
a
59-year-old former police dispatcher, was arrested after police investigating months of reports of flowers being stolen at the First Reformed Church Cemetery in Pompton Plains, set up surveillance camera, the Daily Record reports. They replaced previously stolen flowers in front of a columbarium at the...
What's a columbarium?
Columbarium. It's one of those things where they call them and bury at the same time.
Oh, that's
they call them up and then they bury them real quick.
They call you and you come down and you get buried.
Which is directly across from police headquarters.
Well, that seems
she
like a
bad... She had guts.
She did. She had some moxie.
After those plants disappeared as well, police reviewed the grainy footage and saw a woman driving up in a minivan and removing the plants. Officers say they visited the police force in neighboring Riverdale to borrow a camera that would allow them to obtain better quality images, but officers there quickly identified the woman captured on film as their former dispatcher.
So if you are law enforcement,
yeah,
and you have to go to another town to borrow a camera,
chances are you're in a pretty small town.
That or you need to reflect on the budget for next year.
So this former dispatcher,
upgrade some stuff.
They told the other police that she owns Lynn Crafts and Floral Designs. The police captain there, Christopher Depute, says that he's not buying her claim that she was just out there tidying things up. But she said, we just had those flowers placed there, he says. They weren't garbage ready to be thrown out. They were still nice flowers.
They were nice.
Police.
They have to be. She can't resell them.
Who have not found evidence that Wingate resold the stolen flowers, say that she will probably receive a fine and community service.
Hey, here's what. Hey, you know what?
What?
Hey, I hate to just step right over you, but I got to get to this. This is a story made for you.
Step over this for sure.
Dozens of snakes dumped in Arkansas Walmart
Ooh.
Parking lot.
Now, this is creepy.
Yeah. I mean, do you like snakes?
I do not like snakes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. But I don't like them on a train. I don't like them in the rain.
You don't like them on a plane.
I don't like them even insane.
That you were really stretching.
I don't eat them or like them in Spain. And I wouldn't eat them or like them on a crane. Is this becoming a pain?
You hear deafening silence from this side.
You asked.
Dozens of snakes dumped in an Arkansas Walmart parking lot. Shoppers got a big scare at Walmart in Arkansas after somebody dumped dozens of snakes in the parking lot over the weekend, police said.
Why you do that? And I saw a picture, and they were all twisted together, like knotted, and it was just, ugh.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
After we got one of our officers, who's apparently some sort of snake whisperer, we learned that they are non-venomous garden snakes.
Snake whisperers.
Paragould, Detective Jack Haley. Jack Haley was in Wizard of Oz, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
He was a tin man.
But snake whisperers say,
yeah.
When you normally would say,
yeah, they're a lot quieter.
Yeah, they say.
Haley said it appeared that someone collected the snakes, as many as 40 of them, and dumped them
stamps
in a pile on the parking lot Sunday night. I'll collect snakes. They were collecting them for some reason, and I don't think it was the best thing to do at all.
You say.
He said. It caused panic with people trying to get away. No
sure.
injuries were reported, and based off an incident report, no criminal offenses will be filed, but if the suspect gets caught in the act of committing another quote-unquote bad joke like this, could be charged.
I don't get it. That's not a joke. There's a story behind
this.
Just
garden snakes.
Yeah.
They weren't like they were, you know.
Why didn't he dump them in the garden department then at Walmart?
That would be actually more appropriate,
yeah,
and would be more entertaining because
sure.
You would expect to see garden snakes in a garden. Haley hopes this is the last time the town has to deal with something like this, and he warns wildlife herders to leave animals alone. Who herds snakes? If you're going to play with snakes, keep them in their natural habitats where they belong. It is not cute. It is going to get somebody hurt.
Yes.
That's what he said. Wow. You like
snakes.
The snakes.
I do not like the snakes at all. All right. Do you remember, have you ever seen footage of this?
I've seen lots of footage.
This guy, he travels the country doing yo-yo tricks for this company, but he's not any good. He can't do any yo-yo tricks. He gets on these like noontime.
I've not seen that.
Well, now he and a buddy have done something else, and they're being sued.
Back when we were kids. Oh, this is the guys. Back when we were kids, you know, yo-yos, like Dunkin' yo-yos.
Yeah.
There's competitions.
Sure
and stuff.
It was.
My brother was in those.
My dad was.
Your dad was a yo-yo, right?
No, he's...
I can't say that. You know why?
Why?
He listens to this show.
He does. It's right. He does.
Sorry,
hey,
Mr. Lindsay. You're not actually a yo-yo.
Hey, Dad. Good to talk to you.
I was trying to make fun of Ethan. That's my son.
I'll call you tomorrow. Headline is Wisconsin TV station suing comedians over morning show prank. The owners of a Wisconsin TV station filed a federal lawsuit against a pair of comedians pretending to be strongman duo on their morning show, accusing them of defrauding the TV station and misusing airtime to advertise their own brand.
Yeah, the networks don't like competition.
Have you by any chance seen any of these clips?
I've not seen the clips.
There's one clip they have, like their big thing is, we could teach you how to work out or just with things around your house.
Yeah.
And there's one where they got these like old Easter baskets and they're just stomping them with their feet as an exercise.
Why is the local news getting mad about this? Because they beat them at their own game?
I think so. I think that's it. And they do it often. They've traveled around as different things.
Like, how about it's called satire?
That's true, and it's hilarious.
And last I checked, satire was sort of protected most of the time, right?
Atlanta-based Gray Television, which owns WEAU-TV in Eclair, Wisconsin, is suing the Footage Festival founders Joe Pickett.
Oh, wait a minute.
And
wait,
Nick
wait,
Prower.
Wait, back up a second.
Yeah.
These guys are part of Found Footage?
Yes.
Do you know the story about these guys? What Found Footage is?
I know what Found Footage is.
It's the website. They find old VHS tapes and they find stuff. These are tapes that get uncovered.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is the same guys.
I'll check it out.
Found Footage Festival. These are guys that that people send in tapes. People find tapes at garage sales.
Oh, cool.
Estate sales.
I bet that's
neat.
And
they find the most crazy, like, just ridiculous stuff.
I got to see
it's
that.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Well, both these guys are from New York, and they were using fake names and materials to fraudulently convince WEAU to book their appearance on Hello, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin.
According to the complaint. They performed ridiculous bits and provided false information to WEAU viewers.
Again, just like the news station probably does.
Brewer and Pickett have since said that they performed the prank to entertain themselves and called the television station easy to exploit.
I entertain myself all the time. I just sit in a room talking.
Yeah.
I don't even I'm doing that right now, actually.
Yeah, I'm entertained.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ohio family surprised when Mark Zuckerberg, that's the Facebook guy.
Yes.
Comes to dinner to talk about Trump.
Ohio. We're going to need an Ohio theme.
We don't
because
have
it, it's starting to...
We know we ought to hire?
Who?
The Ohio players.
Either that or Mark Patch.
Quit throwing his name around like
who,
that.
Who, Mark Patch?
He's a humble guy. He doesn't want to hear his name every 5 seconds.
All I
Mark
said
Patch.
Was Mark Patch.
Stop saying Mark Patch. Hey, next story.
Yeah?
Ohio family surprised when Mark Zuckerberg, that's the Facebook guy,
yeah?
comes to dinner to talk about Trump.
There's three things funny in this headline. Ohio family surprised when Mark Zuckerberg comes to dinner. That's one. Number two, to talk about Trump. And number three,
you ran out of words.
No, number three, you thought everybody had to know who Mark Zuckerberg was.
Oh, yeah.
When everybody already knows.
Well, you know, I don't want to assume anything.
Because you know what happens when you assume.
You're wrong half the time. I'm not going to say what you want me to say. Anyway, Newton Falls, Ohio, an Ohio family says they learned just 20 minutes before dinner this week that a planned mystery guest would be Facebook founder and billionaire Mark Zuckerberg.
A planned mystery guest? I want that job.
I know.
Just travel the country. You're going to have a planned mystery guest over for
that
dinner.
That would be awesome.
You know, the family really does their best, makes their best meal.
I know, and then Zuckerberg shows up.
No, it'll be me.
Huh?
It'll be us. We should do that.
As long as the food's good.
Yeah.
The Vindicator of Youngstown reports Zuckerberg dined Friday evening with the Moore family in Newton Falls, about 55 miles southeast of Cleveland.
They live right next door to the Less family, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Anyway, the newspaper reports Zuckerberg had asked his staff to find Democrats who voted for President Donald Trump in November.
That shouldn't be hard to do.
The family, no, really, honestly.
There's a lot of them.
The family says not all the dinner chat was political. Daniel Moore, Denny Moore, did he make like a Denty Moore?
What if they had stew?
Might have. Said he and his wife, Lisa, talked about their work with an orphanage in Uganda. I said Uganda.
That's okay.
That sounds better than Uganda.
It does to me.
And that Zuckerberg says he's now planning a fundraiser to benefit the orphans.
Why don't he just write him a check?
Why don't he just give them a check and then give them a little for extra for their trouble?
Yeah.
Zuckerberg announced on Facebook in January that he was challenging himself to visit people in all 50 states. He should come and visit us here on the podcast.
What if we got Zuckerberg for an interview?
That would be crazy.
We would have to find all the weird stories, and there's a bunch of them with him in them.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to his college days.
Yeah.
Well,
which was like 30 minutes ago.
This headline
is 12, isn't he?
Van drivers trick Chinese traffic cops by drawing his own parking spot.
That's a genius idea.
Finding a parking spot can be a pain in any city, but a driver in eastern China has come up with a novel idea to get around the problem. He paints one himself.
Nobody ever said you couldn't.
That's awesome. Local traffic cops.
We could sell these.
We really could.
We'll make vinyl.
Temporary.
Vinyl rollout that with a clear background with a yellow.
Or white.
We'll make two versions. And, of course, charge appropriately.
Absolutely.
And then you can roll them out on both sides of your car.
Local cops.
No. It'll be one piece. You'll roll over the top of that way nobody can steal it.
What if it's white on one side, yellow on the other? That way they could choose
which
side.
That's
true. Yes.
And then it rolls out as one big clear piece of plastic.
Yes.
You park on it to secure it.
Yes.
And you make a park. You know what?
That's
we
great.
Just gave that away. And someone's going to do
doing
it now.
Then.
You better put our names on it.
Local traffic cops had noticed the strange markings while on patrol. Compared with the legitimate lines, the chalked ones were too thin and incomplete.
It was a piece of chalk.
It really was. Surveillance video later obtained by police shows a goods van parked on the side of the road Monday afternoon. Later, a man wearing an orange shirt gets out of the van and appears to be drawing something on the road. The van was parked in the same spot for 4 days. The man has been identified and now has to pay a fine between $72 and $720.
You know what happened if we did that?
What?
The downpour would happen right after we drew the lines.
It would.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love a hot glue gun story.
Do you really?
No.
Me either.
No, I don't know. Hot glue gun. That sounds kind of cool.
I don't know. I'm not crafty enough to use one.
It's probably true. I can't use one.
I'm crafty.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hot glue gun triggers 4-hour lockdown at Colgate University.
Is that where they make the toothpaste?
I don't know. It makes me kind of wonder.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm wondering right now. Hold on. I'm thinking about it.
We got a story to do.
Oh, sorry. Colgate University went on lockdown and students were ordered to shelter in place for 4 hours Monday night while police investigated reports of a gunman on the upstate New York campus. But the threat turned out to be a student using a glue gun for an art project.
That is some good detective.
Look out, Lenny. He's got a glue gun.
He's going to stick us.
He's going to glue us to something. The campus lockdown occurred after reports that someone had entered the O'Connor Campus Center while carrying what witnesses believed was a weapon.
Well, it was a weapon.
How stupid do you have to be to think that a glue gun have you seen glue guns?
Yeah. We've got a couple.
It couldn't be any more less. Couldn't be any less like a gun unless it said said Tonka on the side of it or something.
Ours has like a purple trigger, you know.
It looks nothing.
And it's got a long extension cord coming out one side.
The precautions on the campus of the private liberal arts college took place on the same day that an attacker armed with a hunting knife stabbed four people, killing one.
So they were on edge.
Well, Yeah, I'm not making fun of it, but I mean, no. Come on, a glue gun looks like a glue gun.
It does.
On the Austin campus of the University of Texas. Okay, police arrested.
He's got some kind of clear white ammo coming out of the back.
Yeah.
Shoot him.
Did you say clear white?
Yeah, the glue sticks, they're clear and white. They're kind of like... They're
Which is
like,
it? Clear or white?
They're kind of clear and they're kind of white.
Translucent, maybe?
Maybe.
Which is it?
Say.
What?
Say.
What?
Say.
But some Colgate students expressed concerns about suspected overreactions to the incident on their campus because the student with a glue gun is African-American.
Oh, there
so
you go.
So now African-American students are... So now every time you see an African-American, you think he's going to glue you to something.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
That's stereotyping.
That is stereotyping. It's We all know it's going to be some like middle-class white
preppy.
Woman.
A preppy, yeah.
Middle-class white woman scrapbooking. She's the one that's going to glue you to something. As police scoured buildings at Colgate, a university of 2,900 undergraduates located in Hamilton, about 40 miles from Syracuse, students said rumors spread that there were two gunmen and one had committed suicide, none of which is true. Okay, so you got two gunmen sporting glue guns. One killed himself with a glue gun, and the other one's on the run.
He glued his mouth and his nose shut,
yeah.
So he couldn't breathe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Shortly after early reports about sightings concerning a weapon at Colgate around 8 p.m., university administrators tweeted, there's an armed person at the co-op. Well, that co-op's down the street somewhere, right?
A lot of co-ops sell guns and knives and whatnot,
and to be honest
too.
With you, I like Tractor Supply a
Me
little
too.
Bit better.
Me too.
Honestly. But anyway, so there's an armed person down at the co-op. I don't know how this affected them.
Yeah.
Find a safe place, and you little snowflakes, and remain indoor. If you're off campus, stay away!
My copy doesn't have that snowflakes line.
The co-op is a dining hall on campus.
Oh, okay.
How do I know
so
it's not
like a restaurant.
Maybe it's the Coop.
Yeah, whoever.
I said co-op, but you know, honestly,
yeah.
Maybe it is the Coop.
The Coop. The Coop.
Because that way when they take off, they can fly the Coop.
The Coop is on fire.
The Coop.
We don't need no
and
water.
Coop rhymes with poop.
Let the Coop burn.
Don't do it. You look down like you were going to hit the poop.
I was close. I was tempted.
Hey, just get to the... This is... You know, actually, honestly... I'm over this whole snowflake story.
Me too.
Go to the next one.
Okay. Headline is McDonald's invented...
Who?
McDonald's invented forks. Forks.
Forks.
Not sporks, not forks.
This is the second thing they've
forks.
Done. Remember they made the straws for the milkshakes
That's
earlier?
Right. They did. Naturally, lots of people are wondering, just what is a fork? We already have spoons, forks, knives, and sporks in McDonald's. We didn't need forks.
Says who?
And yet, here we are, living in a world where forks exist. Forks came about as part of a McDonald's campaign to get the word out that sandwiches and its new signature crafted recipes lineup are so packed with toppings that you'll need a special utensil to deal with it.
That sounds like a hassle.
It does, according to NBC News. Yeah, I don't want to eat that. A fork infomercial has surfaced. With the fork... Will the fork change your life? Probably not, said TV pitchman Anthony Sullivan in the video.
If Anthony Sullivan says it,
absolutely.
I'm going to go with it.
Will the fork improve your signature crafted recipes eating experience? I mean, sure, maybe.
Anything's possible.
At first glance, the fork doesn't even seem real, but apparently you can actually own one. A limited supply of forks will be available with the purchase of signature crafted recipe sandwiches on May 5th.
Yeah, and they're gonna. You know where they're going to be?
And that was last week.
Yeah, you know where they're going to be?
Where?
It'll be one remote McDonald's in every state.
You're right.
The milkshake straws?
Yes.
There was one place in Tennessee.
That's right. You
and
told
it was
us
somewhere
about that.
In the middle of nowhere.
You have told us about that.
You know what? So I got to ask myself.
Ask.
How bad do I want a fork?
I don't really care about a fork.
I got a 3D printer. I'll make my own.
Make me one while you're at it.
I might.
Then we won't have to go to McDonald's.
Ever again.
Ever.
Hey,
yeah.
Woman opens up mailbox.
Oh, good. Checking her mail.
Oh, there was more to the story.
Oh.
Sometimes I like to do that just to see if you're paying attention. Woman opens mailbox, finds adorable but heartbreaking surprise.
Oh.
Oh, please don't be a dead kitten.
Oh.
Rosita the guinea pig is
Aww.
In good hands now. A woman in... that escalated to something weird really quick.
It did, didn't it?
A woman in rural Kansas was shocked on Wednesday to open up her mailbox and find an abandoned guinea pig. They're the best little pets.
Who mailed her a guinea pig?
A white and tan colored female guinea pig was sitting in the box with no food
Aww.
Or water, with no idea how the tiny animal got there. The woman contacted the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Don't contact a lion. It'll eat the little thing. The guinea pig is now in the care of the Emporia Animal Shelter. Shelter staff determined the guinea pig was a healthy young adult and named her Rosita because of her red eyes.
My Rosita.
The sheriff's office wrote on Facebook.
It
local news
Rosita.
Station, KVOE. I shall call her Rosita.
It should be Rosita.
She's now roaming her cage safely. The sheriff's office told the Wichita Eagle, seriously,
So first,
we got lions and eagles. And guinea pigs. Oh my!
They keep telling these things about this poor guinea pig as if they want it to be eaten. They okay. So anyway, they told the Wichita Eagle. I'm assuming that's a paper.
Yeah,
a newspaper. That they located a woman suspected of abandoning Rosita in the mailbox. The woman whose name has not been released.
They located the woman in the mailbox?
Yeah, she was in the mailbox.
How big is this mailbox?
It's a very big mailbox. whose name has not been released, allegedly said she could simply no longer care for the pet and would likely face misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. The suspect and the woman who found Rosita reportedly do not know each other.
I bet they will.
Guinea pigs are great pets.
Sure they are.
We've had two or three. They're affectionate. They're really sweet.
They're cuddly.
Good pets.
Yep, I like them.
And in other countries, they eat them. And I don't know why.
Let's go to KFC and take Ronald McDonald with us for this next headline, which is Ronald McDonald's troll KFC by chanting and dancing as they invade the fast food rival.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Ronald has been all but eradicated from McDonald's.
It's true.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
A group of pals dressed as Ronald McDonald's, plural, gathered at a KFC restaurant to troll the fast food chain. In a bizarre clip, a gang of seven clowns went into the they're lucky they didn't get shot by the colonel.
You notice the clown stories just evaporated?
They did. Right after the election. It was it was weird.
Well, politicians, clowns,
sure.
It all goes together.
In the bizarre clip, a gang of seven clowns went into the KFC at Fleet Services on the M3 in Hampshire and began shouting at their rivals.
Something you will not say.
At the start of the footage, the group are waiting at the end of the queue for KFC. That means at the back of the line here in the South, reportedly shouting, "You're blank, and you know you are," whilst holding cans of alcohol aloft. So these drunk Ronald McDonald's.
How far Ronald has fallen.
Poor guy. Several diners film them on their phones whilst others laugh. I'm afraid I'd be in the laughing.
It'd only be better
filming
if they had some of those little French fry guys with them.
Toward the end of the video, one of the Ronalds shouts, "What do you think of KFC?" To which the rest reply, "Blank. What do we think of KFC? Blank. Blank." And that's it. Then he reverses the chant and says, "What do we think of blank?" To which they reply, "KFC."
Okay.
Oh, they're creative clowns, at least.
Yeah.
It is thought that the group may...
I guess you guys think you're funny.
Are you funny? It is thought that the group may have been going to the Army versus Navy rugby match at Twickenham on Saturday morning. A supporter dressed as the McDonald's mascot invaded the pitch. And so this was Ronald McDonald Day. Over, I think this is in England.
It looks like England.
Anyway.
So anywhere called Twickenham.
I need to find that footage because I'd love to see that. It just sounds very entertaining. Oh,
this
no.
This could happen here.
We are you saying that we have a local?
Yes, we do. Deputies remove 6-foot snake from Tennessee living room.
Yeah.
I said that so excited, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
A Tennessee sheriff's office said a sergeant and a deputy responded to a resident's home to remove a 6-foot-long snake from their living room.
Oh, my gosh.
The Bedford County Sheriff's Office said Sergeant Josh Tolar arrived at the home outside Shelbyville over the weekend on a report of a large snake inside the house.
That's just a couple
this
hours.
This is becoming more and more frequent.
Yeah, it is. Snakes are taking over.
The lady that had the nest of them under her house.
Oh, and then the guy that dumped a whole bunch of them in the Walmart parking lot.
That's just nuts.
Nuts.
Toller found the 6-foot serpent curled up in the home's living room, and he was able to pin the snake and carry it outside. Was he wrestling it?
One, two.
the snake
Jake,
tapped.
It was Jake the snake.
Yeah, the tick snapped. The snake tapped out. Did he use his head for that?
I wonder if the snake whisperer was there.
I don't know. The pair took the reptile, identified as a non-venomous rat snake, a safe distance from the home, and released it into the woods unharmed. The snake's capture was recorded on Tolar's body camera. The sheriff's office posted a photo to Facebook showing the sergeant posing with the snake right before the snake ate him on the person's front porch. "Our deputies never know what each call for help they answer will bring. This past weekend, a citizen requested help after an unwanted visitor showed up. Thankfully, Sergeant Tolar was able to safely and quickly evict the unwelcome guest," the post said. They are always looking to make a statement, aren't
they? These snakes and these snake people are weird to me. I don't get them. But anyway, before we get to tonight's top 10 list, Craig.
The Flash Jackets?
Yeah, the Flash Jackets top 10 list. I want to shout out to Ace Podcast Networks. You know, I haven't talked about them in quite a while. And Adam and Lee...
That's because you had the restraining order.
Adam and Lee have done such a great job of building this network. There's tons of other new podcasts that have joined
the
network.
We've got nude podcasts?
Not nude. Although they may be. I don't know because you can't see them. They're all audio.
Oh.
But there's a ton of new podcasts, and we've got a lot of new podcasting friends that we're going to be reviewing in the upcoming months.
Are those guys still Australian?
They were the last time I talked to them.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah. But anyway.
Hey, big shout out to those guys.
Shout out to Ace Podcast Network.
Can I say it? Ace Podcast.
That's pretty good.
Not really.
It wasn't bad.
Wasn't great.
Ace Podcast.
Ace Podcast.
That's pretty good. I think that passes.
Hey, we were talking about them and you didn't play the music.
Ace Podcast.
You didn't play the Australian music.
Wait.
No, it's too late.
Were we talking about the Australians?
Yeah. Okay, stop it.
Oh, sorry.
We're in the Flash Chackas now. I saw Flash Chackas yesterday.
I saw him. I saw him today, actually.
I saw him yesterday, and we talked about this. And apparently, a few times, I must have mispronounced it instead of Flash Chackas. I must have said Chaz Flackas or something.
Seriously?
I said something different.
Whatever.
Either way, it's Flash Chackas.
That's right.
And he pays the bill.
Yes, he does. If he doesn't, we won't be saying Chaz Flackas or Flash Chackas.
Either one.
Uh-uh.
Hey, yep. Top 10 weirdest and crazy inventions ever.
Yep.
Number 10, quack duck bill muzzle for dog.
Now, you know, my dog, I've got a Cocker Spaniel, and when we used to take him to get him groomed, when he was younger, we would have to muzzle him because he wants
to bite people.
He would want to
Cocker
bite strangers.
Cocker Spaniels have a pretty good bite record.
I saw a picture, and these dogs look hilarious with this
duck.
They
got the little duck bill
on. It's the duck bill muzzle.
It's the way you look every day.
Yes, it is. Number 9, the Abhancer. And you've probably seen this one because this has made a lot of funny lists. But don't get too excited because this thing is ridiculous as it sounds. Not only is not going to help you get any kind of abs whatsoever, we believe it's some kind of hoax or something, they say. It's the wire thing that is tight around your belly.
Well, they've done those forever.
And it puts lines, like
those ridiculous aluminum-looking suits that you're supposed to sweat out
Yeah, but at least you sweat with those.
Or early on, remember the vibrating thing with the belt that went around your middle? Like in the 50s and 60s, it was like that was going to do. What was it going to do? Shake the fat off of you?
Number 8.
Ironius.
Yes.
The coffee mug iron.
I kind of like this gadget.
You can take a couple of fresh coffee sips while doing what?
Ironing.
While doing iron.
Yeah.
On what?
You know why? Because this comes to us from, this list is from Australia.
Okay. Can you quit pushing the button, please? You know what? I know that we've heard it too much when I quit dancing when you play it.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to number 8.
Yeah.
Ironius, the coffee mug iron.
Yeah.
You can take a couple of fresh sips of coffee while doing your ironing on your clothes with the same gadget. Seriously.
Yeah, so this
iron.
That's
what it says. Seriously.
It does say seriously. This iron uses the heat of the coffee to de-wrinkle your clothes. Number 7, a foot-powered bike. Now, my first thought was, that was my first thought. All bikes are, unless motorbikes, most bikes are foot powered. This has no pedals. You just walk and you can sit down and ride when you want. Ditching pedals and seat for feet and harness crushing your privates.
For the person too lazy to pedal.
Yes, it's beyond understanding for a person with an IQ above 50. That's right. There's not even a seat.
That's why we think it's cool because we're below 50.
You're holding handles and you're just walking and you've got wheels under you for no reason.
Okay, I'm not sure about number 6. Anti-pervert Harry Stockings.
That's right.
It would make your legs look like they haven't been shaved for ages.
It looks like a Bigfoot outfit.
It would not only disgust boys and repel them away from you.
Yes.
So basically women can wear these. It looks like they have hairy legs.
They're pantyhose that are just hairy
legs.
But
if it's anti-pervert, wouldn't only a pervert think that the hairy leg? I mean,
I don't know.
Let's not go down this road.
Number 5, the shower mic. So what this is, Craig, it's a microphone made out of sponge. And that's
it. That's got to be horrible.
It's a
horrible pickup.
It's a sponge shaped like a microphone. But you can sing along with it, bring out the inner rock star as you shower and clean every day.
Gotcha. Hey.
Yeah.
This is something that really does seem weird.
Yeah.
Banana slip case.
Yes.
It's a plastic cover for your banana to basically protect it from dirt. Don't they grow on there?
My bananas come with their own built-in slip case.
I mean, maybe I'm buying the top shelf bananas, but mine come with the slip case.
Number 3, a flask tie. And I've actually seen these around. It's a tie, but it's got a hidden bladder in it, so you can put any kind of beverage in there, even alcohol.
I've got a hidden bladder. Number 2.
Yes.
Female urination device.
Okay, let's go back to Bass Pro Shops for a second because...
Okay, what?
We sold these at Bass for camping, and we could not keep them in stock.
Well, I mean, okay, let's just be honest. This is a family-friendly show, but this is normal life stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Guys can go anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's just no big deal. Women...
They almost...
It's a little more complicated.
Yeah,
let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll just leave
it at
that.
And so this is a device that allows women to more conveniently, if they have to go to the bathroom, go urinate real quick. And it's just that's all that can be said.
I forgot they had a pretty cool name, but I've forgotten what it was now.
Anyway, somebody saw a need.
And they
fixed it. And apparently we can't say anything about it because they were sold out.
That's right. It's correct. All right. The number one top 10 weirdest and crazy invention ever, Craig, the head-mounted toilet paper dispenser.
Okay.
So what else could be more weird than a female urination device that we just talked about? It's a portable toilet paper dispenser. This dispenser actually isn't entirely useless. Think about it. For those of us who have a cold or allergies that come up all the time here in the South, they can just rip a fresh paper, clean your nose, and throw it away.
Or simply, you could carry a handkerchief, or you could have a little tiny travel pack of...
You know, do people use handkerchiefs anymore?
I don't. I think they're disgusting.
I think they are, too.
Handkerchief says, I'm giving you the ability to blow mucus into your...
and stick it in your pocket.
Yeah,
that's insane. Think of the germs.
No, not the germs. Think of just how gross.
It is gross. But anyway, so this is it's a hat with a toilet paper roll, and it comes down straight in front of your face so you can blow your nose. And it says,
we're not sure how many people are willing to look like a cartoon for the sake of having tissue paper.
Not me.
I don't know if you're the same guy that's got the beer can hat with the straws.
It might go well with that.
I don't know. Hey, this is another episode in the can.
Another one in the can. Mark Patch is going to take us out with some great music. Do you know who did this music?
Mark Patch?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Mark Patch.
I didn't even study and I got that right.
Again, a special thank you to our friends at Ace Podcast Networks. All of our...
Ace Podcast Networks?
That's right. Ace Podcast Networks and all of our brothers and sisters with podcasts on the Ace Podcast Network. We're going to be shouting out to each and every one of you coming up soon, starting probably with Randall from Don't Wake the Kids.
Heck yeah.